Everybody, Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo Day 1, and we've run into a couple of people with a lot to tell us. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, I'm Nisha Whiteley, the author of the book Chronic Relief, A Guide to Cannabis for the Terminally and Chronically Ill, and a canna professor.
And you are?
I'm Ian Benweis. I'm the High Council and Nisha's partner in the canna professors, educating Texas and the rest of the world on the power of cannabis.
Let's tell folks about your book.
Well, thank you very much. My book was written because my mother died of lung cancer, and at the end of her life, she utilized cannabis to help her through that process. And we were so amazed at what it did for her. Really, we were hopeful that it would just provide some relief for nausea and vomiting, but we were stunned. It reduced her agitation. She felt so much more comfortable in her own skin. And what it did for her also was to reduce pain significantly that the opiates couldn't touch. And, you know, it gave us the gift of her being present through the dying process.
Wow. I think there's a lot of people out there, even in Texas, that when they think of medical marijuana, they say, yeah, if you're about to die, we might as well let you get a little high and maybe ease the nausea. Was that your attitude? And then you found, oh my God, it's doing more than just that.
You know, our attitude was that she was suffering and there's no need for anyone to suffer when cannabis can help. And so I wrote this book because I needed that book at that time and I didn't have it. I couldn't find it. You know, those books were available. I just didn't know where they were because everything was so underground. And I think it's time that we dissolve the cloud of shame, secrecy, and controversy around the use of this legitimate, science-based medicine.
Did you suffer any pushback or, you know, friends or family that were kind of shocked that you'd written this book?
That's a great question. People were supportive, but shocked. But at the same time, they seem to be really ready for it. You know, my mother was somebody that always made people feel comfortable doing something that they might not otherwise do, especially if it was something that was good for them. And when they found out that my mom used cannabis and it was such a gift to her and us, people started to open their mind. And when they realized that cannabis is so safe, safer than aspirin, and you help them understand that our national cannabis policy is based in fear, ignorance, greed, and racism instead of science, then they start to open up a little bit and be ready to listen to what you have to say.
That's wonderful to hear. And here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, we've got this huge Fort Worth Convention Center that just yesterday housed Donald Trump and Chris Christie. Yeah, I know. I think. So what do you think? Do you think this is opening up Texas, that people are starting to get it?
I think so. And that's why Ian and I have created the Canna Professors and the cannabis class. It's really time that we elevate this conversation and people are ready for the truth. And we have such an extraordinary body of science to begin with. And so, you know, in the last, I guess, 2 years, Texas has seen quite a change. We've had several pieces of legislation that have been presented at the legislature. One piece actually went into law. And although I don't think it's a very good law, it at least opens the door for us to start having a real conversation about the medical merits of cannabis. And Ian and I feel like everyone's ready and are starting to figure out that prohibition has nothing to do with the truth. And the truth is that cannabis is a safe and effective medicine.
Absolutely. Ian, can you tell us a little bit about the Canna Professors?
Sure. I've known Nisha for coming up on a year now. We met freestyling in Washington, D.C. in Senator Cornyn's office at the Americans for Safe Access Unity Conference. And from that friendship, like Nisha's been saying, we realized that there's this dearth of high quality, complete, comprehensive information for the public around cannabis, the legality, the preparation, the medicine, the whole kind of story. And we wanted to be the people to deliver that, because people, there's so much programming, there's so much misinformation, And like you said, here now, this is coming above board. In places like this here, having this in Texas is, you know, what we need to do. We need to bring the discussion out in the open and elevate it.
So let's give people some information if they want to go online and find out more about your book.
Thank you. They can go to mychronicrelief.com, and it will be ready for purchase in April 2016.
Fantastic. And Canna Professors, any info for that?
I think right now if you go to My Chronic Relief in a couple of days, you'll have a link to Canna Professors. We're going to be, I'm sorry, were you asking more about, like, what is it?
URL.
So www.cannaprofessors.com.
Well, see, that was too easy. Cannaprofessors.com. Well, Ian and Nisha, thank you so much for coming to the conference and sharing what you're doing with not only me, but the rest of the world. Your voices, your book, and teaching people, I think that's of prime importance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russ. Have a great day, man.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back with more from the Southwest Cannabis Conference right after this.